From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message called Help in Trouble, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, God Always Hears. The text is found in Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. My God will hear me. Friends may be unfaithful, but the Lord will not turn away from the gracious soul. On the contrary, he will hear all its desires. The prophet says, Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Oh, this is a wretched state of affairs. But even in such a case, the best friend remains true, and we may tell him all our grief. Our wisdom is to look unto the Lord, and not to quarrel with men or women. If our loving appeals are disregarded by our relatives, let us wait upon the God of our salvation, for He will hear us. He will hear us all the more because of the unkindness and oppression of others. And we shall soon have reason to cry, Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Because God is the living God, He can hear. Because He is a loving God, He will hear. Because He is our covenant God, He has bound Himself to hear us. If we can each one speak of Him as my God, we may with absolute certainty say, My God will hear me. Come then, O bleeding heart, and let thy sorrows tell themselves out to the Lord thy God. I will bow the knee in secret and inwardly whisper, My God will hear me.
Silence.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, records the efforts of Adonizedek and a coalition of four other Canaanite kings to make war with the Gibeonites because they had entered into a league with Israel. Dr. Cairns has been drawing a spiritual parallel between the wrath of those heathen people against the Gibeonites and the hatred of the world for those who profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As pagan Canaanites sought to dispossess Joshua of his conquests, so the world, the flesh, and the devil are constantly trying to rob Christians of spiritual victory. Yet this passage also shows that the resources available were sufficient to protect Gibeon, even as Christ's resources are more than adequate to guarantee victory for his people. As the Gibeonites cried to Joshua to come and help them, so believers must cry to the Lord with the same urgency and fervency as they face the enemy. Those defenseless Gibeonites found Joshua to be a timely and able deliverer. Our greater than Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, has saved his people from the wrath of God. He is able to save them from the wrath of men and devils as well. Now to conclude this message, Help in Trouble, here is Dr. Cairns.
Let me tell you, when you're in great danger, you're not so much worried about your grammar and the beauty of your language as you're worried about getting out this urgent, fervent cry for help. That's what these people did. And they prayed with great advocacy. My, we can learn from them. They pleaded their covenant with Joshua. How do you pray? There's a beautiful little statement in Psalm 119, verse 94. I am thine, save me. There's a great logic in prayer there. I am thine,
thine by covenant, thine by blood, thine by divine gift, thine by the cross, thine by the Spirit's regeneration, thine by consecration. I am thine, therefore save me. That's how they prayed, pleaded the covenant with Joshua. They stated their commitment to Joshua. We are thy servants. Listen, God does not hear our prayers simply because we feel we have some need. We feel that we may be better off. Life might be a little easier. Listen, all we say and do is for the glory of God. And we are not on praying ground until we're on the ground of personal commitment. Here they pray, we are thy servants. And there's a beautiful touch here. It's very easy to overlook it. But I want you to watch it carefully. They made it very clear. Joshua, we want your help. But we are not making terms with the enemy. No matter what happens, we are not making any terms with the enemy. Notice they're saying, we stand ready to fight. How do I know that? Look carefully at what they say. At the end of their plea in verse 6, come up to us quickly and save us and help us. Why did they add that? If they're simply standing back and doing nothing and waiting for Joshua to do it all, there would be a period after save us. For the rest would make no sense. But save us and help us. We're in this battle with Joshua. We stand with our great leader. We are committed to him. And I want to tell you, when you're praying on the ground of the covenant and you're stating an honest commitment, you're on praying ground. This prayer of theirs recorded their confidence in Joshua. That's how to advocate your cause. That's how to pray. They had no doubt that Joshua could and would hear their cry. That's how they prayed. What did they pray for? I'll give you the sermon outline just. I have to take a deep breath because really this is another sermon all on its own. And it's the summary in many ways of all that I have ever taught or tried to teach on this subject in this church in the last 16 years. They prayed for the demonstration of Joshua's power. They prayed for the deliverance of Joshua's servants. And they prayed for the defeat of Joshua's foes. Let me tell you, those are the three great matters for prayer. The demonstration of the power of the living Christ. The deliverance of those souls who stand in covenant with Christ. And the defeat of those enemies that block the pathway of the work of Christ. Let me tell you, that reliance, that praying is well founded. When you pray that way, you'll get an answer. For the last thing I point out in the text is that the response of the Savior is timely and it's complete. Joshua ascended from Gilgal, verse 10, the Lord discomfited, the Lord defeated the enemy. The psalmist said in Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. He promises his people his presence, his power, his protection. The righteous cry, as Gibeon cried, and Joshua answered. We cry, and our greater Joshua answers. He gives us his presence, his power, his protection. I love the words of Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Fear not, I will help you. What a word for Christians in trouble. What a word for Christians battling the world, the flesh, and the devil. I will help you. The Lord told Moses in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, when thou goest out to battle against the enemies, and you see horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Notice the last part. I brought you out of Egypt. And I didn't bring you out of Egypt to let you perish before you entered into Canaan. Some time ago I quoted Hezekiah's confession. We have no power against this great host. What was the Lord's answer? 2 Chronicles 20:17. Ye need not to fight this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. That may seem for a moment contradictory to what I was saying about Gibeon being willing to fight. It's not. They're just two aspects of the one Christian life. You don't fight the battle spiritually by frenetic endeavor. There are Christians who never have time to stop. They never have time to rest. Now, I want to tell you something. Now, don't get mad at me. If you don't like it, go to your Bible and fight with the Lord. But I want to tell you, when Christians have lives where they are constantly without time, they're just constantly running. Those Christians are not in the will of God. Now you listen to me carefully. And listen, I know what I'm talking about. I know what it is to be busy. I know what it is, and I believe in Christians being busy. I believe in full lives. But there must be the time when you can get alone with God. There must be the time when you can stand still before God. There must be that time when you shut the closet door, when you get away from the business, you get away from the work, you get away from the school, you get away even from the family. You get away alone with God. That's not an option. That is a necessity. Stand still. Take a little time. Get with God. And you'll see what the Lord can do. For we do have an all-powerful Savior. The psalmist said, thou hast a mighty arm, strong as thy hand. High is thy right hand. The almighty Savior. And what a promise he gives us. I was reading in the Psalm 37, the great promise of the Lord to his people. He says, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. He will deliver us. Next time you read the book of Ezra, notice the constant emphasis of Ezra on the hand of the Lord being upon him. He says, the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy. That is the message of our text this morning. In many ways you could say that 2 Corinthians 12:9 sums it all up. My grace is sufficient for thee. Didn't the Gibeonites find that? Didn't the early church find it? Haven't the people of God found it throughout all the ages? As I studied this portion and thought of it, it all crystallized in my mind in one simple sentence. That he who has saved us from the wrath of God will deliver us from the wrath of men and devils. He saved us from the wrath of God. He will save us from the wrath of men and devils. Psalm 41 verse 11 puts it plainly. By this I know that thou hast a favor, or that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. God has saved us for a purpose. Now let's stand back in honesty today. Has God saved you and me with no better purpose, even in this world, of living at the level at which we have been living? Is that the best? Is that really the purpose of God? Is that all that the blood of Christ has purchased? Christian, have a look at your life today. I preached the other week on that great text that goes to the heart of New Testament Christianity in Romans chapter 14. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What do we know of that? Where's this vital, vibrant, spiritual reality? Men and women, the Lord has saved us from wrath in order that we may live in victory. In every struggle, we need to cry out to Him. Thank God He'll not fail us, for remember, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. As Paul said, He'll make us more than conquerors. As he told the Corinthians, He will always cause us to triumph. Through trust, our Savior, our greater Joshua, turns trial into triumph. I want you to remember that. And every time you think of the Gibeonites in Joshua chapter 10, remember there is help in trouble. There is help in trouble. And whoever you are as God's child this morning, whatever your circumstance, however weak, however faltering, cry to your great Joshua, whose resources are unlimited, that He will come quickly, deliver you, and help you. May God bless His word to our hearts for His own name's sake. Let's all pray. Let's seek the Lord's face in a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. Write it indelibly in every soul. We pray that Thou wilt bring souls from wrath to reconciliation. And we pray, Lord, that Thou wilt bring Thy people into the victory of Christ. We know that there are many forces arrayed against God's people. We know, Lord, that especially those who are new in the faith have sometimes mighty and bitter struggles in the powers of hell. Are arrayed against them. Their own flesh is against them. Sometimes families against them. Their friends from the old life would turn against them. And all hell would stir up its enmity against them. Lord, bless Thy people. Give them a great confidence in Christ. A great joy in their Savior. Grant them grace to be able to pray. And, O Lord, we pray that Thou wilt mightily lead God's people on in strength and in service for the Savior. We pray in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.